Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website. Jim Diamond from the Ringside Report, longtime beat reporter for the Predators, joins us. And Jim, I know that teams never publicly say who they want to face, but I think it's pretty obvious right now. You're the Predators and the Blues. You're battling hard to get third place.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Just, kind of on two fronts. Chicago's kind of been Nashville's playoff kryptonite the couple of times that they've faced them. And also, you're likely going to be facing a wounded Minnesota team that really hasn't faced much adversity at all this year. But they're really kind of in a free fall now. I don't think there's enough schedule left to catch them. But if they do, get the third place, they're probably going to be facing Minnesota, and I think that's probably their best chance.
Now, the Predators, not a bad season, but I think kind of where they were at, they got off to a slower start, and they've really gotten better lately. They're 6-2-2 now in their last 10. What do you, having watched them all year long, what's been the biggest difference maybe in the last 2 months for the Freds compared to earlier in the season?
Yeah, there was just not a lot of consistency there. And you go back to the start of the year where, you go from having Shea Weber, who's been here forever, to not having him, and then having kind of a banged up PK Subban, and he missed significant time. And, Yossi was out of the lineup. This is a team that's, derived so much offense from their defense over the years that, when a couple of those guys were out, they didn't have, guys up front that were chipping in. Philip Forsberg couldn't find the back of the net early in the season, too, and that was a guy that they were counting on to score, and he's done that, since then. But everything just seemed to come together, and of course, you go back to goaltending. Pekka looked a whole lot better the last 6-7 weeks than he did earlier in the season. So it's just a lot of things coming together that I think everybody thought was going to be there from the start of the season.
How's Pekka Rinne played lately?
He's been fantastic. He's won five in a row, I believe. He's given up just one or two goals in most of them. So he's looked like himself. He didn't have the greatest start to the season, but he's really doing well.
Now, you're at the almost 60-game mark played for PK Subban with the Preds. He missed a few games due to injury. Replacing kind of, the face of that franchise is difficult. Now, Subban is such a character and a big personality. I'm sure he can handle that. But what differences have you seen maybe from him to Weber and maybe how it benefits the Predators, if any?
Yeah, I mean, Weber gets so much attention for how good of a slap shot he has and how much, he does in the offensive zone. People maybe, tend to overlook how good he was in the D zone and how well he took care of things in front of the goaltenders. And that was a little bit of an adjustment because they don't really have that kind of guy on the back end right now or, at all this season. So, Subban is definitely exciting to watch and loves being the face of the franchise and the microphones and the cameras. But it's been an adjustment that they've had to, they've had to outscore a lot of teams this year as opposed to, maybe trying to eke out the 2-1, 3-2 games like they have in the past. But it's just different, I guess, is the best way I can say it. And it's not a very good way to say it. But yeah, they're just, such, different players that this team took a while to adjust, I think.
What's happened to Craig Smith this year? He scored 24, 23, 21 goals the last 3 years, only has 9 so far this season.
Yeah, that's been the great mystery here. He doesn't have an explanation for it. The coaching staff doesn't have an explanation for it, but just nothing is going in the net for him. He's actually looked very good the last couple of games passing the puck. I think he's got, 4 or 5 assists in the last couple of games. It's coincided with Mike Fisher being out of the lineup. So he's playing with Colin Wilson and Colton Sissons, and that trio's actually looked very good these last couple of games with Fisher out. But, he just can't buy a goal. It happened to him during the lockout year as well. But, ever since, he's been pretty consistent, like you mentioned. But, they really need him to contribute if they're going to do anything in the playoffs this year.
Well, and that's the thing. A guy can salvage his season quickly if he suddenly wakes up. has he gotten better at all, or has it just looked like, you know, it's kind of that funk and he just doesn't have the offensive confidence he's had in the past?
No, he's had the funk most of the year, but like I said, just in the last week or so, he's been noticeable for good reasons out on the ice. And I think, you know, whether it's who he's playing with, but Colin Wilson hasn't been spectacular much this season either. But the last couple of years, he's kind of earned the nickname Playoff Colin Wilson because he's been so dominant in the playoffs. So, you know, who knows, maybe playing together these last few games in the regular season can get them both going. But yeah, they need more than that top line contributing for sure.
Well, I noticed Smith, he has 6 points in his last three games, all assists, not goals. And I know they look at him as goals, but hey, points are points. And if you're producing that many, obviously you're improving somewhat. And, you know, the Johansson, Arvidsson, Forsberg line, obviously that's their dominant top line. Has Wilson, Smith, and Neal, is that now being their second line? Or is it Sissons playing with Wilson and Smith?
Sissons is playing with Wilson and Smith, and that's just been the last couple of games with Fisher missed the last two, and I think he's going to miss – he didn't go on this trip here, the two-gamer to the island and to Boston. So, yeah, Sissons been centering Smith and Wilson, and Sissons is getting all the goals, you know, off of assists from Wilson and Smith, and they've looked really, really good together.
Do you think then, let's say when Fisher comes back, would they move Sissons off that line, or would they possibly keep that trio together because it's so hot?
I think they would maybe keep them together. You know, Neal's kind of been bumped down to the third line, so I don't think it would be out of the realm of possibility to see Fisher go with Neal and Yarncroc or Fiala or, you know, whoever they'd kind of decide to throw in there. But there's not a lot of time to decide, but but yeah, you know, kind of the old Bull Durham saying, you don't want to mess with something that's working. Don't mess with a winning streak.
Jim Diamond joins us from Nashville Predators and the Blues battling it out for third place in the Central, and also for the wild card spot, because while they battle one another, they're also kind of battling the Calgary Flames currently for that other wild card spot. And whoever, you don't want to finish in fourth in the Central if that means you're the second wild card, because right now, I think some teams, even Nashville, might take their chances with the Pacific winner ahead of place in Chicago.
Yeah, and that Pacific division's crazy. You know, a month or so ago, you just thought it was sewn up, and then, you know, San Jose goes into that free fall, and we saw it in Nashville Saturday night. Just, you know, San Jose just looked awful, and that was coming off of an awful game the night before. So, you know, I love seeing these races down this late, but I think, you know, if you'd asked a month ago, it pretty much looked like it was set out there. But yeah, you know, whoever it is, whether it's San Jose who's not playing well, and you know, or even Edmonton, you know, Pekka-Rinne's kind of owned Edmonton the last few years, so I don't think they'd be too upset with that, other than the long flight.
Well, hey, don't even get me started on that, Jim. It's so, to me, the one easy solution for the NHL, if it's 4-4, there should be no crossover. You shouldn't punish the top teams or really any of the playoff teams by giving them excessive travel. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and Nashville's kind of been a victim of the long travel the last couple of seasons. You know, started off with Anaheim last year, and then, you know, played San Jose. Both games went seven series, so it was just crisscrossing the continent for a month straight for them.
Jim, one other one for you in Nashville. You get a sense now, like, it's a pretty diehard market there. They've really fallen in love with the Predators. Do you sense, though, that the fan base is expecting them that, okay, it's great to be competitive, we expect playoffs now, that, you know, they got to win more? Or is their fan base just still really happy that they got a playoff team?
No, I think there were some pretty high expectations coming into the season. I think, you know, a lot of, you know, North American outlets were picking them to win the West, and I think there was some disappointment in the team, and that they, you know, they were actually even out of the playoff picture for a while. But no, the fans expect them to win and expect them to do well. They, you know, they you know, have made some big, bold moves. They've signed some guys to some very large contracts, and you know, it's not just a happy to be there you know, moment with the fans. They want to be competitive. They want to have a chance at winning the Stanley Cup. I mean, the team's been here for almost 20 years, so you know, they feel like it should be their time.
Well, once you get in, anything can happen. And we do know that it's extremely loud in Nashville. The fans will go crazy. And it's a fun place to be in the regular season, but even in the playoffs. So, Jim, enjoy the push to the playoffs, the push for third place, because I think right now both the Blues and Preds are going to fight hard to try to get that matchup against Minnesota.
No question. And they play each other Sunday in St. Louis. So that could be the pivotal game of the balance of the season here.
Well, I love it when the schedule maker gets it close to late in the season. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.